Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Big prize package later on this morning. All you have to do is call the Dimitri Studio Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, a four-pack of passes to the Carnegie Science Center. It's a magnificent facility in Pittsburgh. It's great for the kids, the grandkids. Four-pack passes, good for August, all of August. But you got to pick them up here at Rock Hill if you are the winner. And 10th caller is going to win. That's a little bit later on this morning. If you just joined us, big expose here regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital deal with this guy, Ramsey, Harold Ramsey, who I've never met. And I'm going to be more than happy to have him here in studio or any representative of his to answer all of these questions. But to sum up what we've talked about so far, if you've just joined us, the news release that we got back in June about the hospital being purchased and sold and acquired and this, that, and the other was a big red flag, just by the way it was written with all the inconsistencies that Ramsey can't even spell his name right. He misspells his own name. He uses bad grammar and contradicts himself about how many years he's been in the business. That's his own news release. So that was a huge red flag. So I started looking into this guy. And long story short, I was at the Belmont County Courthouse yesterday. No record of a sale for the hospital, East Ohio Regional Hospital. When they made the announcement, the hospital owed $1.2 million in back taxes. As of yesterday, it now owes $1.6 million in back taxes. No record of it being sold, even though the news release says it was purchased, it was acquired. Well, don't, Belmont County Courthouse says there's no record of that. And oh, by the way, you owe even more money now in back taxes than before. It's up to $1.6 million. And the clock is ticking. And you go to their website, East Ohio Regional Hospital, where they're posting these supposed job openings. They don't allow comments at all. And when they tell us that in the news release, we'll be getting updates each day on Facebook about the facility's redevelopment. I haven't seen one. Go ahead, see for yourself. And there's Harold Ramsey, who could not even spell his name right in his own news release, says that he is formerly FINRA licensed. Excuse me. FINRA. And that's the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. I thought to myself, if you're in this business and you've been in this business for roughly 20 years and you don't show even one project that you talk about, not even on your website, and I can't find anything on the internet. Now, they may exist, but I couldn't find anything and I was really looking. And his own website, it's all generalizations. This thing formerly licensed. So I started doing some digging about this guy. And according to this law firm, Curta Law, a Harold Ramsey was facing a suitability dispute. A Harold Ramsey, CRD hashtag 5065990, a broker registered with Paulson Investment Company, is involved in an investor dispute according to his broker check record. Accessed August 20, 2021. This is the seventh disclosure on his record. The seventh. I reached out to Rising River Capital and I asked in this email, is this the Harold Ramsey with your firm? Harold Ramsey facing suitability dispute? Harold Ramsey and then the number? No response. One of my searches indicated this. Based on information from FINRA's broker check, there is a record of an individual named Harold B. Ramsey with that same hashtag, that number I gave you. The record indicates he was previously registered investment advisor and broker. According to his broker check report, there have been disciplinary actions and disclosures associated with Harold B. Ramsey. These include regulatory actions An FINRA initiated suspension sought against him for failing to comply with an arbitration award or settlement. Customer disputes, at least one investor dispute alleging unsuitable investment recommendations. Financial disclosures, civil liens. It's important to note that a broker check report may include pending actions or allegations that may be contested, unresolved, and unproven. So now the question is, are we talking about the same Harold Ramsey? Here's something else that I found. Harold Ramsey was discharged from Paulson Investment Company, LLC, for failing to disclose an arbitration award against him. Additionally, there was a customer dispute filed against him. Allegedly, he recommended unsuitable investments. This dispute was settled. He was also suspended by FINRA for failing to comply with an arbitration award or settlement agreement, or to satisfactorily respond to an FINRA request for information about compliance. There's more. Harold Ramsey's connection to Paulson Investment Company involves his role as a registered broker and financial advisor with the firm, where he served as vice president of wealth management and investment banking association based in Oregon. However, there are investor disputes linked to Ramsey during his time at Paulson, including allegations of recommending unsuitable securities, with one pending dispute seeking $50,000 and other financial disclosures like civil liens totaling $5,843, and it goes on and on and on. Now, again, I want to stress, I don't know if this is the same Harold Ramsey. Harold B. Ramsey. According to ChatGPT, and according to Grok, I think it was actually Grok. In fact, I think I might have it here. Hold on. This could actually be great. Hold on. All right. Let me try this. I'm just doing this live here on the air. Can I do this? Hold on here. Give me 1 second. I cannot get this thing to work. Why can't I get this to work? Let me try one more time. I can't get it to work. All right, I was going to do the audio, but I'm going to have to do it myself. This is Grok. Grok, according as a artificial intelligence, it says yes, it's likely that Harold Ramsey, associated with 360 Healthcare Inc. and Rising River Capital LLC, is the same person who was with Paulson Investment Company. He is identified as a financial advisor and broker with Paulson Investment Company, holding the position of vice president, wealth management. The consistent use of the name Harold Ramsey in these professional contexts suggests they are the same person. Is it the same person? A lot of the AI indicates that yes, high probability. But is it the same person? Now, in fairness to Harold Ramsey, and to you, really to everyone, I don't know. How the hell could I know? All I can tell you is that based on my research with AI, artificial intelligence, and everything else that I was able to find, there appears to be a high probability that we're talking about the same guy. Especially regarding this formerly licensed thing. But the only way that I can be sure is by asking him directly or his company or some spokesperson. That's the only way to be sure. And again, I have reached out by phone, by text, by email. Cannot get a response. So here's what I know to wrap this up. We've got a big prize package to give away in the next segment here. 10th caller. After going to the Belmont County Courthouse yesterday, I am told the Belmont County Courthouse has no record of any purchase of East Ohio Regional Hospital, even though the news release says that it was purchased, it was acquired. Big red flag. Also, Belmont County Courthouse says that East Ohio Regional Hospital had owed $1.2 million in back taxes at the time of the supposed sale. Now it's $1.6 million, and the foreclosure process continues. It's not what they said in the news release. The news release will get updates daily about the redevelopment. Try to find even one post on Facebook, East Ohio Regional Hospital, about that. Try to find where they even allow comments, East Ohio Regional Hospital Facebook page. We have a news release here written by, presumably written by Mr. Ramsey. He misspells his own name. His grammar's atrocious. He has three different stories about how long he's been in the business. He was formerly licensed. And there's a Harold Ramsey who's got a track record of hideousness in the financial community that might or might not be the same Harold B. Ramsey that we're talking about here. And I've reached out to these people repeatedly. Are you the same guy? Is this what we're dealing with here? Because everything else would seem to make sense. That's why he would not maybe give any examples of any successes he's had in 20 years. I can't find one. It's like the whole internet's been scrubbed regarding this guy. And where's his office? His own website has no address, no phone number. For all I know, we might be watching an episode here of American Greed. And maybe this company of his is nothing more than in a broom closet on a fourth-story walk-up in Brooklyn. I don't know. Do you? If you were accused of doing something wrong, of being somebody else who had done something wrong, wouldn't you jump on that right away and say, no, I'm not that John Smith. That's the bad John Smith. I'm a good John Smith. I know that's what I would do if somebody said, well, are you the Dimitri Vassalaris who did those terrible things? No, that's somebody else. And yet when I reach out to Mr. Ramsey and his company to just tell me, are you this guy? Why wouldn't he just say, no, that's not me. I'm not that unethical, immoral person who lost his license or whatever the hell happened to that Harold Ramsey. I have no earthly idea if I'm talking about the same guy, but my goodness gracious. If they're different guys, why wouldn't he just tell me? They say it's been sold. Belmont County Courthouse says we have no records of that. $1.2 million in taxes owed back when it was supposedly sold. Now it's $1.6 million. And the foreclosure process continues. No one has denied that it's not the same guy. Think about that. I'm not saying it is, because again, I literally do not know. AI, artificial intelligence, says, oh yeah, that's the same guy. Or a high, high probability it's the same guy. But in fairness to Mr. Ramsey, and again, I'm bending over backwards, I literally don't know what else to do other than tell you, I don't know if it's the same guy. It sure seems like it's the same guy. We keep reaching out to him saying, are you the same? Are you this guy? And the fact that he has not responded, the fact that he has not said no, well, draw your own conclusion. What the hell is going on?